immediate results, then what's in it for me? And we say, clarity, yeah, but when's my stuff going to come? Well, you also have a feeling of ease, yeah, but when's my stuff going to come? Well, your body will improve, all of your physical functions will, yeah, but when am I going to get this thing that I want? You'll feel more loving toward all things. You'll be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You'll be in the vortex where you will eventually find rendezvous with everything you want. Yes, but in the meantime, what's in it for me if I make all of this effort? And we say, is everlasting joy worth anything to anyone? In other words, the opposite of worry is not worrying. The opposite of confusion is really not clarity. The opposite of all of those unpleasant things is alignment. That's what it is. In other words, you're reaching for alignment, because in alignment, all things go the way you want them to go, you see. The universe is on your side, and the thing that's tricky when you're observing all of those moving parts that you can't control, sometimes it feels, especially when things get rolling and you get focusing on unwanted things and then more of them happen, it can begin to feel like there's a conspiracy working against you. And we want you to know that the entire universe, source energy, that which man calls God, your inner being, all that is conspiring for you. But the conspiracy is happening in this vibrational vortex, and you have just one job, and that's to get in there. And when you do, it doesn't matter what's happening. You could have hundreds of people waiting in an auditorium, and you could be 15 minutes late, and you don't feel so inclined to beat up on yourself. In other words, if Esther were not in the vortex, she would have slit her wrists in her cabin. Because she cares about being punctual. They've never missed a meeting. And we have to confess that we were part of the game, because we think that it's time that all of you give yourself a break and stop trying to hold yourself to such rigid standards, that you lighten up on things and that you be easier. And that doesn't mean that we don't want you to keep your commitments and keep your promises and do your best. But there's just one thing that we want you to understand. There is one promise. There is one promise, and that is the promise to yourself. That is the only one that is important to keep. And that promise is more important than the promise to your children, than the promise to your audience, than the promise to your mates, than your promise to anyone. The promise to yourself. I promised myself when I came forth into physical that I would find a way of giving unconditional love to myself, and to do that, I got to be in the vortex. So subject after subject after subject, I'm just going to train myself there and train myself there and train myself there and train myself there.
Yes. just one more question.
Breathe deeply and speak right into this.
I've never heard you speak about karma. And
well, we will. Karma cop out.
Is there such a thing? Well, or is it a perception of certain people or certain... Even enlightened beings that say that there is karma.
Like so many subjects or words or topics, when people use it, they mean all kinds of different things. But usually what it implies is that there is a continuum from lifetime to lifetime. And we go along with that in this sense. So you are source energy, and you come forth into this physical experience, and you explore and you expand. In other words, you get more ideas of what you want from your very powerful and important vantage point. So you carve out a better life experience for you or for anyone that you hold as your object of attention. In other words, whatever you're focused upon and asking for improvement about, you are launching rockets of desire about that improvement. So then, as you've been hearing us talking about for some time, as you work to close your gap while you're in this physical experience, you get to, while you're here in this physical experience, live the new and improved version of what you have carved out from life. But let's say that you are, like a lot of people, you are observing what's going on, and so you don't close your gap. You don't find yourself in vibrational alignment with the new and improved version. But when you have what you call your death experience or your croaking experience, you close that gap. In other words, when you release your consciousness from this physical time-space reality, you reemerge into non-physical and your vibration.